Best practices for setting up safe play areas. Best practices for setting up safe play areas are essential to keep your children safe while they enjoy their fun. Playgrounds should be designed with care, considering key elements like safe surfacing materials and regular maintenance. It's vital to adhere to important guidelines and conduct hazard assessments. By implementing effective tips and safety standards, you can manage risks, ensuring every child's playtime is both enjoyable and safe. Understanding safe play area design. Key elements of safe play area design. When designing a safe play area, focus on several key elements that create a space where children can play freely without the risk of injury. Here are important aspects to consider. 1. Surface material. Choose soft materials like rubber mulch or grass to cushion falls and reduce injuries. 2. Equipment safety. Ensure all play equipment is age-appropriate and well-maintained. Check for sharp edges or broken parts that could harm a child. 3. Visibility. Design the area for clear visibility, allowing you to keep an eye on the kids while they play. 4. Fencing. Install a sturdy fence to protect children from traffic or other hazards outside the play area. Importance of hazard assessment for play areas. Conducting a hazard assessment is crucial for any play area. It helps identify potential dangers and take steps to minimize them. By assessing hazards, you create a safer environment for children to enjoy. Remember, play is essential for children's development, and safety should always come first. How to conduct a hazard assessment? Conducting a hazard assessment may sound tricky, but it's straightforward. Here's a simple guide to help you get started. 1. Walk the area. Stroll around the play space and look for visible hazards like broken equipment or unsafe surfaces. 2. Check equipment. Inspect all play equipment closely for sharp edges, rust, or loose parts. 3. Evaluate surroundings. Assess the area for risks such as low branches or uneven ground. 4. Gather feedback. Talk to parents, caregivers, and children for insights on potential hazards. 5. Document findings. Write down everything you find to keep track of what needs fixing. 6. Make a plan. Prioritize the issues found and address the most dangerous hazards first. By following these steps, you can create a safer play area for everyone involved. Children's Play Safety Guidelines. Essential playground safety standards. When it comes to playgrounds, safety is your top priority. Following playground safety standards is crucial. Here are key points to consider. 1. Age-appropriate equipment. Ensure equipment matches the age group using it, such as smaller slides for toddlers. 2. Regular inspections. Frequently check the playground for broken parts or hazards. A quick look can prevent injuries. 3. Proper installation. Ensure all equipment is correctly installed to prevent accidents and falls. Choosing safe surfacing materials. The choice of surfacing materials significantly impacts playground safety. Select materials that absorb impacts and provide a soft landing. Here are popular options. 1. Rubber mulch, soft, durable, and eco-friendly. 2. Artificial turf, looks great and is easy to maintain. 3. Wood chips, affordable and natural. 4. Sand, soft and fun for kids. Benefits of using safe surfacing materials. Choosing the right surfacing materials is essential for safety. Here are some benefits of using safe surfacing materials. 1. Impact absorption. Safe materials cushion falls, reducing injury risk. 2. Durability. High-quality surfacing lasts longer, saving money in the long run. 3. Accessibility. Some materials are easier for kids with disabilities to navigate. When you prioritize safe surfacing, you create a welcoming environment where kids can play freely and safely. Maintaining outdoor play equipment safety. Regular maintenance for safe play areas. Keeping outdoor play equipment safe is crucial for every child's enjoyment. Regular maintenance involves checking and fixing equipment, often to catch problems early. Here are key steps. 1. Inspect equipment weekly for rust, loose parts, or signs of wear. 2. Clean surfaces regularly to keep play areas free from dirt and debris. 3. Repair any damage immediately. A small fix today can prevent bigger problems tomorrow. By sticking to a routine, you can keep the play area fun and safe for everyone. Risk management in play areas. Managing risks in play areas is essential. You want to steer clear of storms and keep everyone safe. Here's how you can navigate this task. 1. Identify potential hazards that could cause falls or injuries. 2. Evaluate the risks and decide how serious each hazard is and what to do about it. 3. Implement safety measures like mats, fences, or safety gear to protect kids while they play. Tips for effective risk management to enhance your risk management efforts. Consider these practical tips. 1. Educate. Teach kids about safe play practices. 2. Supervise. Always have an adult watching over the play area. 3. Involve. Get parents involved in maintenance and safety checks. By focusing on these areas, you create a safer environment for children to explore and enjoy. Best practices for setting up safe play areas. Implementing the best practices for setting up safe play areas ensures that children can enjoy their playtime without unnecessary risks. By consistently applying these guidelines, you contribute to a safer and more enjoyable experience for all. For additional insights on creating engaging spaces, consider exploring strategies for climbing areas that promote safe play.